The theme for this morning is living out your legacy. Now, you know what a legacy is. It's one of perhaps two things. It's either something you inherit, or it's something you leave for others. And this morning I'm not thinking or intending to talk about money or material things, but I want to focus on our spiritual legacy. And as I say, there are two aspects to this, and one is that spiritual legacy which we have inherited, which has come to us, which was our blessing, not something which we attained for ourselves, but something that others left to us. And of course, if we think about that for a little while, then it goes on to the question, and what do we leave for those who follow us? Now, as we think about this, this legacy, as I said, it's a spiritual legacy, and I'm not just thinking about our sort of local inheritance of the faith, if I may put it that way. I mean, we look back in time and appreciate those who in this place have gone before us in the faith and who have bequeathed to us, I guess you could say, this place of worship, and who have in many ways, perhaps very directly, nurtured us in the faith. I'm rather thinking of the grander scale of things, you know, this whole Christian faith that we profess together. That's the legacy which we have inherited. And it really is very extensive and very marvelous, and it is good for us to pause and just reflect on all the people, all the men and women in the past who contributed to the survival and the sharing of that legacy, so it was there for us. Because this is not something of a moment, this is something of generations, in fact of centuries. And so I invite you to think about that legacy and the price at which it was attained, because while the Christian community has lived in ease in some of its generations, in many of them it lived in the midst of struggle and deprivation. And people endured that and did so for the sake of preserving and proclaiming and perpetuating the faith. And we have inherited that. In fact, we have to realize that, you know, some of those people who went before us gave up their very lives for the sake of that faith. In fact, of course, we understand that the faith that we profess together has its root and foundation in Jesus Christ. And we know of the sacrifice he made for our inheritance, for our blessing. Now, the value, the cost, the price of this legacy would be hard to overestimate. What a tragedy if somehow what has come to us was squandered or wasted. And our challenge is to ensure and increase its value, not diminish it. Now, we can reflect a little on how we treat the legacy that was bestowed upon us. Remembering always, this is not something we have achieved, it's something that was handed to us. And strangely enough, we probably understand this better in material terms than we do in spiritual ones. You know, it's sometimes easier, or seems easier, to count up numbers on a ledger page than to appreciate spiritual gifts and benefits that had been provided for us. But I suppose we begin to show our respect for the legacy that is ours by simply respecting it, by treating it as something tremendously important and central to our lives, that God in his grace has made provision for this legacy to come to us by very strange routes, and even in our own individual life circumstances, by unusual routes sometimes. Oh yes, sometimes faith has been passed along in families, generation to generation, pretty smoothly and consistently, and other people might tell a faith story that had a lot of twists and turns in it, how by the grace of God, this faith came to them, and they were blessed. So we respect this faith that has been given to us, and we treat it respectfully, and we defend it. We speak up on its behalf. Doing so, of course, with honesty and integrity and truthfulness. I mean, our commitment to our legacy doesn't demand that we say that everything that was ever done in the name of Christianity was perfectly right. But remembering that the truth of the message of the life that was conveyed to us in this legacy is important, and that it needs to be defended against those who just simply dismiss it. And we defend it by speaking of it respectfully and committedly. And of course, by promoting it, by sharing it. It's not a legacy that was bestowed upon us simply that we could squirrel it away, or that we should just preserve it. Jesus had some neat parables about people who just received a blessing and then hid it and didn't take advantage of it, or didn't capitalize upon it, or didn't enhance it. And we understand that this Christian legacy that has come to us is a legacy that came to us simply because generations before valued it and shared it and passed it along, or the word would never have gotten to us at all. And so we too would strive to speak positively about this legacy that has come to us, and to promote it, to share it. And by sharing it, we must do so in a way that is not arrogant or boastful, because this is a legacy that we didn't achieve. We simply attest to its wonder and beauty, and we do so without claiming for ourselves. And so the sharing of the legacy must always be done with humbleness and gentleness and compassion. And of course, we treat this legacy as a very positive thing. And it allows us, you see, to live in hope because we have a legacy. It's come to us, and that changes things. And we rejoice in it, and we celebrate it. We value it. We profess it. Mary read a lesson for us this morning from the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. And it was a bit of a recitation of people of God who had gone through life in former times without seeing the sort of final results of the faith that they professed, the faith that had been given to them. But they lived it out with faithfulness. And God honored their faithfulness. And of course, we also have to ask ourselves the question, as ones who have inherited a legacy, we have to look at life and say, and what do we have to leave? What are we going to leave? What impressions of faith are we going to pass on? How is the world around us going to see through us this legacy that has come to us? And therefore, it constrains us to think about what our legacy will be and how we will express it and how it will be perceived, because we desire it to be perceived as a passing on of what we receive first by the grace of God, and then also desiring that somehow in the course of our time, in the course of the generation we represent, that this legacy that we inherited was honored, was respected, was lived out, was made real in the ordinary circumstances of life. For that's what our faith is all about. Not just the things that we profess as statements of faith, but that somehow we find ways, by the grace of God, to make that profession of faith real in the life we live and make it a blessing to others who encounter us and our faith. So I leave this with you to ponder. First of all, to rejoice and to thank God for the spiritual legacy in Christ that has been given to us, that was our starting point. And then to ask for God's help in making this legacy one that we will have been demonstrated to have taken good care of and passed along with enthusiasm. And, you know, sometimes see people really wanting to leave a legacy that's sometimes mostly focused on themselves. They want to be remembered as famous or important people. But the legacy that this spiritual legacy that we have inherited and which we desire to leave in our wake is not about ourselves, but is about God's grace in Jesus Christ. And we desire that his name should be honored in it all. And so I invite you to think about that in quiet moments as to how we can continue to live out and enhance the legacy that is ours by applying it to the circumstances of a new time and a new place, and with honesty and integrity, sharing it with the world. Because as we were blessed to start with a legacy. So may we leave, by the grace of God, such a blessing for others. Friends, this is good news. Ponder it. Praise God. Rejoice in it. Thanks be to God. Amen.